Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kyle Shanahan on Is There a Problem Beyond This Sunday with Purdy?
I don't want to say there's long-term concern. We got the MRI on Monday. We thought he just needed some rest and really weren't concerned about him not being good this week. But when he started up Thursday, just surprised him, surprised us how it felt. So we had to shut him down, and so I really don't know what to think of it. You know, the MRI doesn't look like that, so it should be all right. But the way it responded this week, it's really up in the air for next week. So we'll have to see on Monday.
You know what I hear there that we didn't really talk about?
Yeah, I got something too. Yeah,
they got no freaking idea what's going on in there.
Well,
it's not reacting the way they think it should be reacting based on what they think is going on in there.
And he got the MRI Monday, not Wednesday or not yesterday when he came off the field.
Wait.
Kyle said when he got the MRI Monday and stuff, and you know, based on that, we didn't think that it was going to be that big a deal and stuff, and it hasn't reacted well.
Maybe there's two MRIs, because they did immediately announce that Brock has shoulder soreness, right?
Right.
But my impression is, because I think that's pretty standard when you come out of a game with an injury, and I don't mean leave the game. I mean when the game's over,
right.
You come in Monday, you go through treatment, and if you report an injury, maybe they do an MRI, and then maybe they did another one yesterday when he left.
I wonder about that.
Let's hear that again.
I don't want to say there's long-term concern. We got the MRI on Monday. We thought he just needed some rest and really weren't concerned about him not being good this week. But when he started up Thursday, just surprised him, surprised us how it felt. So we had to shut him down, and so I really don't know what to think of it. You know, the MRI doesn't look like that, so it should be all right. But the way it responded this week, it's really up in the air for next week. So we'll have to see on Monday.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm
wondering if he got a second MRI.
It sounded like that yesterday, and yeah. I know John Lynch earlier today referenced that the MRI, they felt good about where the MRI was.
Right.
But obviously the shoulder doesn't feel good. So you can,
right.
You can tell people the pictures say whatever the pictures say, but that's not telling the whole story.
Exactly. And if he had an MRI Monday and they looked at it and they felt like it wasn't going to be that big of a deal, which is what he said, that tells me that the Monday MRI didn't show anything of a real dramatic damage. And so the MRI was clean, but he still had shoulder soreness. And so you're going to shut him down, and then you try it again on Thursday. And when he goes out there after two periods, it already is starting to be a little sore or whatever, and you shut it down at that point. You could do another MRI, I guess, but I don't know if anything's going to show up in the MRI. It could just be a bruise. It could be shoulder fatigue. It could be a number of different things that wouldn't show up on an MRI.
Yeah. Let's go to Ronnie and Tracy. We'll let you hear Kyle Shanahan in full in approximately 10 minutes or so. Ronnie and Tracy on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Ronnie. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Listen to Dibs picks. Here's what I got to say. If the Lions stayed at 6, the last time the Niners were a 6-point dog, I believe, was when they went and played them in the divisional playoff game against the Packers. So here's a 3-team parlay, all in favor for the Niners. Okay? Niners, money line. We need this win. We can take a loss next week, and then we got to get a roll after that. We need Seattle to win this week, so add that to the card. Last leg, You got to get Philly. Got to get the dub for them because we need the Rams to go under 500, give us a chance to at least have a chance to get to the playoffs. That's all I got.
Ronnie, those are money line, all three of them?
All three.
Okay.
He needs. I want winners. That's thanks, the Mike Singletary thanks, parlay. Ronnie.
Yeah.
He wants winners.
He wants to parlay the Seahawks, the Niners, and the Eagles.
I want winners.
Seahawks minus 108 on the money line.
Okay. I want people that want to win.
Eagles minus 146. Niners plus 200.
Plus a lot, yeah.
So that will probably pay you about 6.5 or 7-1 odds on your three-team money line parlay. had to take it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Hit you with that Friday tick.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's, I guess it's two dogs and a favorite. Or two favorites and
two
a
favorites
dog,
and
rather.
A dog. Minus one. Honestly, well, the Cardinals and Seahawks are almost a pick 'em.
Plus 873.
Oh, so even more than that. Yeah, 8.5-1. Mm-hmm. Plus okay. 873.
Okay.
I lowballed it. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That sounds tasty. It's
cash me out one time.
That's probably not going to happen.
Well, I mean, the least likely of those, obviously, would be the Niners on the road at Green Bay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Seattle, that's a coin toss. They're mm-hmm. home, and they're getting 1.5. And Philly, at L.A., only laying 2.5. That's one of those, huh.
Yeah. Where are you seeing Seattle getting 1.5? I'm seeing them as a pick'em.
FanDuel, plus 1.5.
Really?
On the duel.
Damn.
It's minus 122 getting 1.5, which means it's probably about to move to 1. Usually when those odds get to minus 125, they click at a half a point. So that thing might jump down to Seahawks getting 1.
Yeah.
Home dog.
I'm seeing it as pick'em where I throw M&Ms around.
In the UAE.
Yeah, Belize is, we
you
Belize.
You better Belize me.
We Belize.
Thank you.
Anyway, 888-957-9570. What is your outlook now on the 49ers season with Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa both out this weekend, possibly Trent Williams as well, as they hit the most important and most difficult portion of their schedule? And also we know about the disappointment in the first 10 games coming out of their 5-5. It really does. It feels completely like season on the brink. I get that. But for me, any thought or talk about the NFL draft, has to, at minimum, wait 10 more days. You have to wait 10 more days, in my opinion. Because even if they were to go out and have a total stink bomb at Lambeau Field, for all we know, a week from today, Brock Purdy will be announced back in. They will go to Buffalo and be impressive on Sunday Night Football. Who knows? And if you do walk out of these next 10 games, or next 10 days, if you walk out of it 6-6, you're going to be right in the thick of it. You're going to be right in the thick of it, and I would argue probably still at most a game out of first place in the West. That's my guess.
Yep, could be two games out. You just don't know. But for me, it's never time to look at the draft until you absolutely have to. And I don't believe in the idea of tanking when you're 5-5. You can't tank enough to make it actually matter. And, you want to go out there and maximize this window that you have. And you're not going to do that if you're a team that fancies itself as a good team and a contender. So even if you get to, 5-8, if things go really bad and you lose the next three and you're 5-8 and it looks like all hope is lost, okay, then you can start talking about starting Josh Dobbs and let's see what Garendo can do and Pearsall and Cowing when he's back, and you just play the kids fine at that point. But we are a long, long way still from that.
We're a very long way from that. I would argue, unless you're like a really, really awful team, you don't even start thinking about that stuff in the month of November, no matter what, because there's just too many things that can happen. Now, if you're sitting there right now and you're 2-8, okay, fine. You can think however you want to think. But quite frankly, I mean, I'll preview the next 10 days. Even if they end up 5-7, you're still going to be in the first week of December, and you still technically can go be a 10-win team. That's still going to be on the table, even if they lose these games. And so, we'll wrap the injury conversation into it. By then, we'll know more about Brock's injury. We'll also know more about what Brandon Allen looks like. And so all of those things could affect the way that that we feel about this. But none of that takes away what an unbelievable gut punch this is. I do think that you at least let your mind wander to the phrase lost season. I think that's probable. It's probable right now that this is an incredibly unfortunate loss season.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
It's not done. No, I'm just, again, probable.
It's possible
betting,
still.
Betting favorite.
Well, depends on how it goes. You can suddenly win on Sunday and he could come back and be healthy and you're 6-5.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I do think that if you wanted to like balance out on the one side, lost season, on the other hand, playoff run, and you wanted to balance those out going into the last couple of days, I still think that playoff run was a heavier probability than lost season.
I agree with
that.
But
now with today's news,
I
believe the scales have shifted,
agreed.
But not so far that everything is now into the lost season.
No, listen.
But as you mentioned, 10 days.
I ain't changing my 125 Pacific time plans.
No, but if the next 10 days go really bad and you get news about Brock and it's like, yeah, he's going to need 4 weeks and Brandon Allen isn't the dude and Trent isn't able to go and you lose both. Well, then now we get to 5-7. It's like, what are we even doing here? But we're still a long ways away from that.
Long way away. Tony in the city. Hi, Tony. Thanks for calling.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up?
The silver lining in this is at least we can stop talking about this ridiculous notion of getting rid of Shanahan and blowing up the team. it's just the whole situation sucks for all of them. They want to win just as much as we want to see them win. They're all doing their best, and they're dealing with a whole bunch of injuries, and it just sucks. So we just got to be supportive and hope everyone recovers and is okay, and look forward to whatever good times are coming in the future and go Niners,
Tony, I love the attitude. Thank you for the call. Here's all I will say about that. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with fans expressing frustration or any opinion, no matter how wild or crazy or emotional as it may be.
Even if the opinion is that Kyle Shanahan gets his quarterbacks hurt?
I'm allowed to say that that's ridiculous. There's nothing wrong with feeling it.
Okay.
You can feel it. You can share it. I think it's absurd.
I agree, but that opinion, I'm just trying to come up with an opinion that might get you to rethink that statement.
No. Again, I don't think there's ever anything wrong with it. I reserve the right to be like, that's stupid or absurd or wrong or whatever. And that is how I feel about that one. I mean, the Shanahan thing, that's where I sit. It's very strange to me that is going through some fans' minds. This conversation broke out on Steiny and Goo. I was listening to it earlier today about, would you take Belichick? Would you get rid of Kyle for Belichick? And they were both sitting there talking. They're like, why? Guru goes, I know Bonte and Joe would. And I bet Willard and Dibbs would too. And then someone texts in right away and goes, Mark Willard would absolutely not.
And I would not either.
Of course not. I actually think it's a bananas idea. And my immediate response would be, did Belichick never have a bad year?
Right.
Like, what?
Did he ever have a good year with a bad quarterback?
No, I don't.
Right.
Like, it's the changing of history when emotionally frustrating things happen is pronounced. It is pronounced. It's just like how Michael Jordan never lost a playoff series. Never.
Yeah. He actually never won a real playoff series for about 8 years of his career.
Go to the internet. It's there. Bill Belichick had bad years. Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan. Maybe this is that. Maybe I'm not here to tell you he's coaching his butt off this year. It's going very poorly.
Well, this is a big weekend now.
Yeah.
And now you don't have your quarterback.
We can state all that. But that is my opinion, that if you take the frustration of this year and your brain goes to fire Shanahan and Lynch, you're emotional.
Yeah, especially when you look at the injuries.
You're emotionally out of control with regard to this topic, in my opinion.
Well, and I think you look at the track record and it's a non-starter. It's a non-issue and it's, you know, something that you wouldn't even consider. I do look at this weekend and wonder what he's going to do differently to try to make this work.
Let's go to Rob in Castro Valley. We'll play the Shanahan for you here in 2 minutes. Rob, hey, you're on Willard and Dibbs. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say nobody's brought up about doing something about this offensive line.
What would you like to do about it?
Continually, I mean, let's draft some linemen. Instead of always going after receivers, there's no chance of him throwing to the receivers if he's not being protected and running for his life a lot of the time.
So, Rob, two things. And, Dibs, I bet you have and stay right where you are, Rob. I bet you, A, have the numbers on how the offensive line is performing. But, Rob, was Pooney in the third?
Yeah, last year.
Does that not count if they address it in the third round and they got someone who's playing really well?
Yeah, that does start to address it. It just seems like they haven't been addressing it as much as they should over the last few years.
Yeah, I get that.
Aaron Banks was a second-round pick in 2021, and he still is playing and starting.
He's been pretty good.
Right, and you know, they did draft McKivitz, and he was a fifth-rounder in 2020, and now he needs to be replaced. And the whole idea about tanking, forget tanking, let's just say you struggle to the finish line, there are three or four tackles in most mock drafts that are going to be gone by the time you get to the 14th pick. So that would be the only upside to a bad finish, is you might find your way into one of these really good tackles that'll be available.
What are the metrics right now on the Niners offensive line?
According to PFF, and I checked the other day, they were, I think, top 10 overall in offensive line play. They were number 15 in pass blocking, number 1 in run blocking.
Yeah.
Number one.
That doesn't feel right. But, I mean, Jordan Mason he had a lot of good games.
Yeah.
Especially early, he had a lot of good games.
And they, as a rushing team, they are yards per play. They're one of the top rushing offenses in football.